Another wonderful time and chance. We ought not to take it for granted to be seated in here, for we know God will never gather his people in vain. There is that one thing which he has desired that it be accomplished upon our gathering in this place, and more so looking to see what it is that God expects to embrace in this life so that we may know how to live accordingly. Praise the Lord. My name is Jeremy Kenywa. I'm born again. Christ is the Lord of my soul, and I got no other save him here on earth and even in heaven. I will be the one to speak and share with us the word today, and I believe we'll all be blessed together. Hallelujah. As you all know, and as you all are aware, today we are climaxing on our youth week, and the guiding theme which we have had all the way running through, from Monday or through today, it is your possession, your miracle. Can you turn to your neighbor and ask him or her, what do you have in your hands? Please help me. I may not reach them with my voice, but you who is seated close, you can get it better. They might tell you what it is that they have, and you can borrow a leaf from them. Praise the Lord. You never know. What do you have in your hands? Your miracle, your possession, or rather your possession, your miracle. And that actually has been reminding me of how we ought to be confident with what we have. At times, we may get to realize that God has endowed us with so much, we get to always focus on what we don't have at the expense of what we ought to always look into. But we find ourselves as though we are always walking upon paths of limitation. But we got to always have this in mind, that as much as it is important to have faith in God, it is not enough to have faith in God without us having faith in what God has already given us. Praise the Lord. Many times will we find ourselves complaining, I don't have this, I don't have that, I wish I were like this, I wish I had enough of this, I would have done this. But as long as we remain in that thought in our minds, we will always keep ourselves from God's best for us. Hallelujah. So there is that expectation that God will really always look forward to seeing springing from us so that he can engage and actively involve us into seeing us get thrusted into the level that he desires of our lives. You get to understand that this life, we are all needful of vast lots and a range of things. Every given day, we find ourselves so much dissatisfied, and we try to craft ways, we try to look for means through which we can have all these things come to us so that at least that satisfaction can be created in us. But there is something that God is trying to bring into light this day, that which you think you are lacking, it is the very self-same thing that is right within yourself, which God is desiring you to acknowledge so that he may use the very same thing to bring you what it is that you are desiring. Hallelujah. Oftentimes, I've heard people say, and especially they that are of my age and time, that I wish at my age I would have all this. I would have this much resources. I would have attained this level of education. I would have this certain kind of connections. But the thing is, and this is the key, we don't need much of that which we think we are lacking. What we need, and that which we always ought to acknowledge in life, is that which God has already given us, and when we use it as God desires, he will truly and surely show us that truly you are getting to fulfill your destiny. Personally, I've realized that it is not much that I need so that I can attain the fulfillment of this life. What I need and what I require at this particular moment is simply to acknowledge what it is that God has vested in me, and I work towards that, because by doing so, I will be now taking part into acknowledging that truly God has done all he could have ever done, and now it is my part that remains to respond towards getting where I desire. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Praise the Lord. Blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So God himself has already done all he could have ever done for us. So the only bit that remains is upon ourselves to get that simple step of faith, one simple further action, that we may get to acknowledge that truly God has done this. So what am I supposed to do so that I can bring all these spiritual blessings into the physical manifestation? So that remains our work today. When all is said and done, let's now get talking. We might not have enough time. Yes, we are talking, but it might get intense now. And we get to ask, or rather I ask you a question. Have you ever felt trapped in this life simply because of what probably has come your way? Have you ever felt like you have reached at the end of the rope and you see like now the world has scrambled all against you? Then you feel as though life is not worth living. Yes, at times, even as we talk now, maybe some of us are at that very particular moment. Some have been there, but God has miraculously brought them out of that place and they can attest to what the Lord has said. Yes, in life, we might have lots of questions. What do you do when you have too many months left at the end of your money? Question? What do you do when you have too many months left at the end of your money? Well, what do you do when you follow the body of a loved one into the graveyard and the feeling of pain, grief, and loneliness cannot escape from you? What do you do when your dreams are shattered, your hopes are dashed, and your heart is broken, and now you are lying on the rocks of cruel reality? What do you do when you have that one child of yours being into a problem which you yourself you cannot be able to solve? What do you do when your marriage is facing such a hard time that you are now having the crashing waves of uncertainties now becoming a reality into your life, and hopelessness now becoming unrelentless in every day of your life? With all these questions, I believe no one of us can be able to answer save our God. Praise be to God. He's such a mighty God that what it is that troubles our hearts, when we turn to him, he will always be able to render an answer unto us. But how often do we get to acknowledge that? Probably that could be the only possession you have. You have reached at the end of your rope. When you get at that point, you may approach people. And we have three kinds and categories of people in this context. You will approach someone and share the problem that you have. Am I audible enough at the back? Can you hear me? Well, you may approach a person and share the problems that you have. And we have three types of people who will always have an answer to whatever it is that you're sharing with them. The first category is, we have the realist. These are the people who will tell you, tie the knot and hang on. We have another category that is of pessimist. They will tell you, you can as well let it go, for it's only going to get worse. We have another category. We have the optimist. They will tell you, tie another knot and keep climbing. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, in this life, we might be faced with so huge a problem, that which seems totally insurmountable, and that which seems totally extraordinary. But when we turn to God, he will use the simplest of the solutions to bring us victoriously into that very predicament at the present time. Praise the Lord. And that is what happened to whatever we have just had our Bible readers read for us. Please, can you give them a clap? They have read us well. And the first story is read out from the book of 2 Kings chapter 4. We find this Shunammite widow. And she had reached at a point where her heart was so much broken, and she was at her lowest moment, not knowing what to do or who to turn to for help so that he could be able, or rather be able to move out of that predicament. But he did one thing which he could have done best at that point, and that was turning to the Lord. And turning to the Lord was through his prophet, Prophet Elisha. When she approached the prophet asked this lady, "What do you need?" And he followed the same with another question. What do you have? The widow responded and she said, my husband, you know the story as you've heard, has died, and we have now the creditors coming up for us, and they have even threatened to take my only two sons to go with them. And she said, the only thing that I have remaining with me is the flask of oil. The instructions were given. The prophet told her what to do. This might look as though it is so ridiculous. I mean, you go ask someone for help, and then he tries to bring you some things to do, or rather to show you, now this is what you're supposed to do, this is what you're supposed to do. And the very same people he's sending you to, they are the same people who are coming up for what you owe them. Praise the Lord. As ridiculous as it sounds, but we got to realize that however much we think we are deprived of what we are supposed to be possessing this day, the Lord himself looks at that very ordinary thing that you could be having today, that very simple and insignificant flask of oil, to use it so that he can bring you into that level that you have desired this day. At that particular time, it was easy for Elijah, or rather Elisha, to tell this woman, yes, sister, I've heard you, and I truly can see you have suffered quite a lot, and that is enough. So what you do, just go back home, relax, and wait upon God. It was easy to respond like that. But that wasn't the course that he took. God decided to use a course which would engage and involve this woman into seeing her way through herself being actively engaged in that. And that is taking the flask of oil that is at the home, that was the only valuable that he could have at the moment, and God used that one to bring herself through all that which she had been to into such glorious and wonderful state. And that is what our God is really looking to see in this every moment of our lives. How often do we move out there trying to find out ways to get ourselves into places of our desire, not looking at God, who is able to know and acknowledge and help us point to that one thing which we already possess, and he can mightily use it to bring us into that place of our desire. That is actually not written to entertain us and see that truly miracles were happening back then. Even today, they happen. And God actually is ready set to work that one miracle so that he can perfect that you are very concerned this morning. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 4, these things were written afar off so that through the comfort of the scriptures we might get hope and encouraged and patiently await for the promises of God. So these things were not just written for the sake of we want to record a historic event that has taken place. No, it had a purpose. And the purpose is now which God is trying to show us. Truly, I am given to show you that one simple, ordinary, and insignificant thing that you do possess. And I'm readily waiting to use it so that you can see how extraordinary I can bring you into power. Praise be to God. Jesus, at one point, while he was teaching thousands of multitudes, it was getting late in the day, as we have heard from the book of Matthew. And at this particular time, since they had spent, actually the Bible says, 3 days in that, let me call it a forum, the disciples come approaching Jesus and tells him, please send these people away. They are hungry, so that they could get to the nearby places or other villages and get to buy themselves some virtues, something to eat. Jesus turns to them and he says, don't send them away. Give them something to eat. At that time, and on the surface, it might have looked so impossible, but Jesus already knew. They have come to narrate, to tell Jesus the problem that is at hand. And when Jesus told them so, and they said, we don't have anything we can give them, actually, Philip, as the Bible says, that he began to do the calculations. And he said that the bread that will be enough to satisfy, not even to satisfy, that every one of these people around here to have a bite, might cost us a half year wage for the entire of this region. So, his mind ran to the cost, and we don't have all that at present. Andrew, he spoke to Jesus and he said, we have a young boy's lunch, only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And that was after Jesus asking, what do you have? That was the response. And Jesus said, bring it over. He prayed for it. He broke it. You know the story. To cut the long story short. And it was distributed to the satisfaction of everyone else who was at present at that particular time. Many a times, will God tell us to do something and we think it's impossible. But everything that God tells you to do, he will always avail an ability for that thing to be done. Praise the Lord. I've had many people say, well, I know it's good to forgive, but that person has done me a gross mess. I don't feel like I am able to forgive. God has said, forgive. That could be the only possession that you have for your breakthrough. You say, well, I know I am supposed to take up this management position, but I don't feel qualified. Yes, you know, but you don't feel qualified. But when God turns to you, he tells you, I know you are. So the confession and the declaration every day should be, I am empowered, I am equipped, I am anointed, and I am endowed with all what it takes, and I have got exactly what I need at the moment to perform that which seems impossible to the eyes of they that are of the world. Praise the Lord. This is our God using us to participate in the very self-same thing which we think it might not be possible at any one time. But when we just shut off our minds and we erase the faith that we have in ourselves and we have that faith in him, he will surely come through for us in such a glorious and mighty way. Look at this other instance in the scripture. We have the young shepherd, David. He comes and he finds in the field this huge, gigantic man we call Goliath. And we all know the story, I'm sure. I don't want to dwell much on that. And David, actually, he asked a question. Who is this that is so much blaspheming against the God of Israel? And his brother Eliab told him, actually, he wanted to chase him away. Tell him, go back home. But David said, no. Tell me, what shall be given to whomever shall annihilate or clear this person from our presence? The story was given, there was given, and the presence which the king had promised. And David, being a mere shepherd boy, with his slingshot, he took 5 smooth stones and he approached this giant we call Goliath. And Goliath, when he saw and looked at David, he said, you think I'm a dog, you come against me with staves? And David said something that is truly intriguing. And I bet this could be our all-time possession while we are up and about doing whatever we are doing. Because for us to conquer and for us to be overcomers in this life, God himself has done one thing which he has desired that we be conscious of this day. David responded and he said, you come against me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Praise be to God. And this very day, your carcass shall be eaten by the fowls of the air, and I shall just cut off your head with your very sword. The Bible categorically says that in the hands of David, there was no sword. Praise the Lord. Physically, there was nothing. There was nothing. But David knew what he had in possession. I come against you in the name of the Lord. And this is what will render this day that our Lord shall be glorified in this region and beyond. Praise the Lord. What do you have in your hands? What is it that has so much confronted you that you feel as though you have reached at the end of the rope? No, no, no. This day the Lord says, look up to me. Even if you might not be able to identify that one thing, I'll help you know. Praise the Lord. Praise be to God. One final instance, we get to see this man called Samson. One time Samson was surrounded by a multitude of army who seek or rather sought to kill him because of some few things he had done. And looking around in the midst of this confronting army, he didn't have a sword to defend himself. He didn't have a gun, a shield, or any material to defend himself. He looked around to see what he could find to use so that he could attack as well, a Logian attack. And all he could find at that particular time was a jawbone of a donkey. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says when he picked up, the Spirit of God came upon him and he killed 1,000 of them with very simple, insignificant, very ordinary stuff. He fought his way into victory. Praise the Lord. What do you have in your hands? What is it that you have in your heart? You could be asking, well, this is so big a problem that I don't think I'll be able to mount over it. No, don't look at what you are facing. Look at what you already have. Many a times we fail to realize that God has given us everything that we need to fulfill the very present need that we are in need of. We get to see and look at the magnitude of what we are facing, and we see it as so big for us to mount over. And we look at the possession and what we have at present, and we think this is too small to help me move over this. And this comes simply because we have failed to factor God in the equation, for we know that he is a God of impossibilities. Praise the Lord. He will use that one thing which you are ignoring in your life. That one thing which you are dismissing in your life is the one that he will use. Praise the Lord. Look at this. I read about the World War II instance where an army actually approached a certain unit of soldiers. It was in the middle of the night, and there was so much fighting and intense smoke at that particular region. So one person got separated from his unit, and now, not knowing what to do or how to find his fellow colleagues, he decided to take cover. So he ran up into the hills and he came across this bunch of caves. This person just decided, I got to cover myself by entering into one of these caves. So while he entered in there, thinking that he would not be found, he just made a prayer and he said, God, I need you to cover me. Somehow, some way, save my life. And while he was just doing that prayer, he realized a spider just dropped right at the entrance of the cave, and it began to spin a web across the cave. And this man asked, actually he laughed to himself and asked, God, I didn't ask for a spider. I asked for a wall. Please cover me. And he thought, now I'm done. A few yards away, he could hear the approaching army. And he just braced himself for the final stand. And he said, now, that's it. But when this army approached, they were coming looking every given cave, whether there are people inside there. When they approached at the entrance of his cave, he had one of the army soldiers, or rather these people, say, we need not to enter into this cave simply because there can't be anyone, just coming into without disturbing the spider web. So there's no one here. So let's just pass by and go look for the other caves. Praise the Lord. So this man, he expected God, because of the magnitude of the problem that he was into, to bring himself a very huge solution. But that wasn't the idea of God. He used a very simple thing so that he could show this man, you know what? I have this power shown and expressed in whatever manner I desire. Praise the Lord. Today, you could be facing that financial challenge and you ask yourself, how am I going to mount over this? This seems so huge and too big for me to bear. There are too many loaves, or rather, as we have two fish and five loaves of bread. That is what God desires you to present to him. It could be that one gift which you have always been holding to you and say, no, let me. No, that simple thing that you are trying to dismiss or ignore in life, it could be the only thing that God wants to use and render you a successful and victorious person as far as he is concerned. You could be having this challenge in your business. You say, oh, my business is slowing down. God says, I know what it is that you ought to look up to. And when you get it, I know how to deal with you. Praise the Lord. You could be having this one challenge that you seem as though you cannot be able to overcome. But God says there are more spiders out there which are readily set and reserved for you. What do you have in your hands? Believe in God. You could be saying, oh, preacher, I don't have enough faith. You don't need enough faith. Yes, it's good you don't need enough faith. But the slightest of the faith that you have is what God expects you to put in place, because that is what will move the creator of the universe to come through for you. Jesus says, if you have the faith as little as a mustard, as little as a mustard, you can say to this mountain, be removed from here to yonder, and it will be done. If you don't doubt, doubt. Praise the Lord. So you don't need much faith. The little that you have is what you need at this particular time to see yourself being thrust into that one level which you have so long desired to get. Praise be to God. This is the Lord's business in this today's life. He is at work to perfect all our concerns, but he desires that we be active participants to see ourselves get into that one level. So, my dear friends, get to desire to know, what is it that I'm having? What is it that I've been so much been dismissing? What is it that I really need to put in place so that I can get that place? God says, turn to me. You can imagine this woman with only a mere flask of oil. God used it to pay and clear all her debts, and he was left with enough to sustain her. She had only a mere flask of oil. How much more do we have in this life? Are you born again? Praise the Lord. The fact that you are saved, and if you are not, we have our reverence here. We'll pray with you this day so that you may get to experience the goodness of God through this very minute thing that you have always been ignoring. God says, call unto me and I will hear you. Pray and I will answer your prayers. We look up to him and we are confident that he will truly fulfill all his promises towards us. For he says, my promises are true, they are yes and amen. And that amen is what you really need to look into your life. Who do I have? If God has said I have this, why not use it? Get to work and you'll see God at work as well. Praise the Lord. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank and we bless your name. We glorify and we extol your majesty once and again. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your favor. We truly have seen you desiring that we may get to see that you have laid everything bare unto our eyes, that we may have a perception like you do as concerning this life that you have made us to live. How we pray that, King of Glory, any challenge that we could be having, Jehovah Master, help us to discover that one thing which you desire to use so that you may lift us from this very particular point. Every desire that we have in our hearts, King of Glory, every achievement and aspiration that we have that we look so for, King of Glory, to see come our way, we know that truly you have given everything that is needed for us. And at this very self-same hour, King of Glory, you are reminding us that we have a possession in us. Help us to discover it so that you may thrust and lift us into that level of our destiny. Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth, and how we pray that it shall, King of Glory, bold and sprout to give forth fruit in our hearts and 100-fold of them, King of Kings, because you have told us that we are not meant to live by anything else save by your word. How we pray that you may walk with us and your spirit may help us to resonate with your word in our hearts, to make it our daily joy and meditation. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you and we bless you. For this we pray, trusting and believing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you and God bless you.